And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. Well, the frigid air of Washington wasn't able to chill the spirits of thousands who gathered recently for the 52nd annual March for Life, where Vice President J.D. Vance delivered his first public address while in office. Speaking to a sea of families pushing strollers and students from across the nation, Vance celebrated the movement's incredible strength and unity. His appearance marks a striking contrast with previous Republican administrations. While they sent recorded messages, Trump became the first president to attend in person, and now his second administration continues breaking new ground in defending life. And the march comes on the heels of President Trump's pardons for 23 pro-life activists that were targeted by the Biden Justice Department. Among those freed was a 75-year-old grandmother who faced 2 years in federal prison despite serious health concerns. The prosecutions revealed a troubling pattern. While the DOJ was aggressively pursuing peaceful pro-life protesters under the FACE Act, they ignored over 170 documented attacks on pregnancy centers and churches nationwide. And new Secretary of State Marco Rubio is swiftly implementing the administration's new policies on gender recognition, freezing applications for X-gender markers on passports. The directive follows Trump's executive order officially recognizing only two biological sexes and protecting women's privacy in federal facilities. Rubio emphasized that these changes aren't meant to be punitive, but rather restore clarity to fundamental biological realities. And the necessity of such policies became tragically clear in Virginia, where a convicted sex offender exploited transgender claims to access girls' locker rooms at multiple high schools. And despite previous convictions and documented, quote, compulsions, school policies allowing facility access based on gender identity enabled the accused to repeatedly expose himself to minors. Arlington Public Schools' response bizarrely emphasized maintaining an inclusive community rather than addressing the glaring safety failures. And in the corporate world, battle lines over diversity initiatives continue to shift while Target and other major retailers scale back their DEI programs following consumer backlash. Costco overwhelmingly rejected an anti-DEI proposal. The retail giant's board insisted such policies help their 300,000 employees feel included and appreciated, though critics argue hiring based on identity rather than merit ultimately harms both company and consumer. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. You can do both at fortisinstitute.org. And don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.